Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela will today peak at 33 degrees, Joburg up to 31.
There are accidents all over Johannesburg, including some of them being, including some of them, of course, being in Boksburg on the N12 westbound, which is the collision before the Atlas Road exit, and that is causing very slow-moving traffic.
In your sport headlines, former Aussie captain Michael Hooper excited about returning to play in Japan, and the Proteas yet to make a call on injured Gerald Kutsia.
We start in Limpopo, where a suspect is expected to appear in court this morning for the attack on the Tshweni clinic earlier this month. Two nurses were robbed, kidnapped, assaulted and raped.
The attack was not only a violation of the nurses and the staff, but also a direct assault on the provision of healthcare services.
Limpopo Premier Popiro Matube told the media yesterday that a 27-year-old suspect was arrested on Saturday. He's also linked to 10 other cases in Lebowakgomo, including rape, assault, attempted murder and business robbery. Meanwhile, the clinic remains closed. More at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. To politics, the ANC says it has to balance when deciding whether to disband or strengthen its structures in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. The party's National Executive Committee held its first meeting of the year in Boksburg over the weekend, where the future of the provincial structures in these two provinces was in the spotlight. Gauteng and KZN were the ANC's biggest losers during last year's elections. Yesterday, ANC spokesperson Makhlengi Bengumutsiri told the media strong political strategies and functional branches in these provinces were discussed.
We don't have a report that suggests that disbandments have produced a negative trend consistently. We also don't have a report that suggests that reinforcements have produced either a positive or negative trend.
The ANC is expected to address the media this afternoon. When it comes to international news, it's all about today's inauguration of US President-elect Donald Trump. The ceremony is expected to start at about 7 p.m. our time. Political analyst Sanan Goshining believes Trump's strategy of cutting income taxes to boost the economy will primarily lead to the rich getting richer and the poor getting poorer.
Americans are struggling economically. They're struggling to make ends meet. There are a lot of people who are homeless, and those who are not homeless are practically homeless, living in their cars. And so the quality of life of Americans may become even worse.
Trump will not take his oath of office in front of thousands of people outside the Capitol building in Washington. The ceremony was moved inside due to the massive winter storm that's been forecast to hit the area. Meanwhile, today is also moving day at the White House. In this case, there's no such option as leaving the boxes in the garage until you have time to open them up. These movers have about 5 hours to get all the belongings, furniture and other personal belongings of outgoing President Joe Biden out of the White House and to move in and pack out those of the Trump family. The moving starts when the inauguration ceremony kicks off and when newly sworn in President Donald Trump returns with his family. Their clothes will be in the closets, furniture will be in the right place and the personal belongings will be in place, including photo frames and paintings exactly where the Trumps wanted to be.
Sure.
Even the fridge will, within those 5 hours, be stocked with their favorite food.
5 hours?
To do all of that, to move the whole family out and to move the whole family in.
Okay, wait a minute. I've ekke de vraag.
Yeah.
What's happening with Major?
Major is moving with the Biden family out of the White House. Their dog.
Yeah, Major, the German Shepherd.
The one who was uncontrollable.
The one who wants to bite everybody.
Everything, yeah.
Yes, I have an idea. He will be in the first van. There must be more than one van.
Shame he's only 7 years old, man. Give him a chance.
He's getting a new home with the family that love him, and only that family.
And no more security guys to bite. Oh, Secret Service. Oh. Dankie Gerrit, dis is 'n verdere besonderhede oor die nuus. Where can we find it?